MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Dr. Greg Klein. He's head of portfolio management at Investec. Greg, appreciate the early morning. Manufacturing locally, we're seeing oil prices higher. We're seeing rand weaker. We're seeing all sorts of challenges in terms of logistics, fuel prices. Manufacturing, in many senses, really is the front line to this, and taking the pain. Although maybe different timings, but it is. Hurting. And the longer it goes on, the more it hurts.
Absolutely. Morning, Simon, and morning to your listeners. I think, you know, manufacturing is certainly at the front line, driving consumer spend ultimately and the price inputs there. And, what we've seen is that we've come through a December, January, where gold price was doing well, platinum group metals price was doing well. There was a lot of optimism in the economy. Yeah. Load shedding was a thing of the past. Oil prices at $65. We had a little bit of the benefit still coming in from the two-pot system pull down of about 40 billion rand into the economy. And things were looking quite rosy. In fact, the economists were predicting another two further rate cuts of 50 basis points each. You fast forward to today and things have changed somewhat. I mean, the rand is still doing well, which is a good indicator of support for our economy along with the ratings upgrades. But now the cost inputs have just gone out of control. You know, oil price is up 40%. Yeah. And when it comes to manufacturing, we're sitting in an economy that we're importing about 1.6 trillion rand worth of raw goods. So you take that into account, and you know, along with the fuel prices and the difficulty of the supply chain disruptions that we're now seeing, and you know, the cost of getting goods into South Africa, the fuel costs have gone up dramatically. We've seen the cost sea freight going up to 250%, and air freight up to 600%. Sure. So you know, all of those cost inputs just together speak to a story where ultimately the consumer is going to have to foot the bill.
100%. And it comes, reading a piece that you wrote, it sort of comes in stages. You know, the fuel costs, I mean, some of it, such as airline, was immediate. The fuel at the pump, well, that arrived in the April update. If you got inventories, as you wear that down and you need to replace, so you might only at this point be taking some of the impact. It's coming in stages. But it is coming. That's the key point, even if it is staggered.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, disposable income is certainly under pressure now. And what we're seeing is that, you know, foot traffic through the doors of retailers, just listening to your previous interview, retailers are under a bit of pressure. And we're seeing that actual spend, is lower than what was anticipated. So coming off a little bit of a softer December, and what we're seeing is that, you know, from a manufacturing and wholesale position, inventory isn't moving as fast. So we're seeing that the number of imports, the rand value is steady to lower. The number of imports has gone down. But what it means is that, you know, inventory levels aren't being replenished as fast as they were forecast. And so, you know, with sales slowing, we're seeing that suppliers are the orders on suppliers are dropping, and the inventory levels aren't being ordered to the same effect as they were last year. So, you know, the stock turn that we're seeing within our plants certainly has slowed. And so, in order to be ready to service customers, you know, the levels of stock that are being called upon, certainly they're just not moving. So what this means is that with the lower stock turn, you know, even though the top line might be okay, in order to get rid of that stock, stock's being sold at a lower price, and fire sales margins are impacted. And so the headline earnings are dropping, even though the top line is okay. What we're seeing is an economy that certainly is slowing down.
Yeah, I get your point, and I hadn't thought of that. Of course, you still got the revenue coming through, but your costs are up across the board. It's inventories, it's fuel, it's everything is hurting in that regard. We'll leave it there. So to Greg Klein, he's head of portfolio management at Investec. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.